I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He's with the Paso Tiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he's here with us every Friday, speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what was the temperature when you woke up this morning out in Pecos?
It was really not that bad. It was about one. It was, yesterday it was minus 18.9 without the wind chill factor, so it was pretty cold out there, and I'm paying for it. I'm sick. I went out and started my car. Night before last, it got down to 19, so I went out and started my car at like 9 o'clock just to kind of get the
19.
Get the slushy juices
19
flowing.
19 seems warm now.
It was minus 19.
Oh, minus 19.
Minus 19. And so I got a little cold, but it's done wonders for my radio voice. So.
Yes, the sexy voice.
And you have, how cold was it in Santa Fe?
Sort of in the zeros.
I looked at, they had some news. It was a local newscast last night, and it was putting up ridiculous temperatures for Pecos, like minus 31. I don't know if that's true or not. You know, everything in my house, and I've got a lot of thermometers in my house, said about minus 19, minus 18.9. So minus 31 might have been with wind chill, but it was still pretty darn cold.
It's cold. Well, I've been fighting off a virus for the last 3.5 weeks, and I'm waiting for spring.
Yes.
I remember February where crocuses came out.
Oh, crocus. That's one of my favorite heavy metal bands.
It's also a nice little flower that comes out in some places in April, but in Santa Fe it has been known to come out in February, and we hope it does very soon. All right, what's going on this weekend and this coming week?
Lots of live music going on this week, and also some theater. We've got Benchwarmers, 10th edition.
Cover of the Paso Tiempo.
Cover of the Paso Tiempo. With
the fabulous Elena Zachary. Who else is on it?
It's Nicholas Ballas, you know, from Cowgirl Barbecue fame. And let's see, there's one more person, and I'm going to say this person's name because it would be unfair not to.
Yes.
If I can find page 6, which is always where the index is for the Paso Tiempo. Elena Zachary, Nicholas Ballas, and Paul Walski are on the cover.
Excellent.
And there's a great story on page 28 in today's Paso Tiempo. It's a cover story. It's a great story.
And Benchwarmers is a series of short plays that happens every year.
Yeah, and there's always a bench on the stage.
And there's always a bench on the stage.
And that is continuing through the 25th of February at the Santa Fe Playhouse. If you go to santafeplayhouse.org or call 988-4262, you can reserve tickets and find out when all the performances are.
And it's produced by KSFR's own Dan Garrity.
Yay!
Yay.
What else? Not necessarily a performance, but there's a great book signing today, or tonight, actually. Eric Herm, who's the author of Son of a Farmer, Child of the Earth, A Path to Agriculture's Higher Consciousness.
Yes, we had him on the air yesterday.
You did?
Yes.
I missed it.
He's wonderful.
Yeah, I reviewed his book.
His book is wonderful.
It is. You know, I found it a little bit doom and gloom. I mean, it was important to get all of that information across, but...
Well, it's sort of like saying, you know, well, you know, a story about the Holocaust is kind of doom and gloom, but you have to get the information across. We are in a big, big problem
no,
where
no,
agriculture is concerned.
Absolutely, but calling it A Path to Agriculture's Higher Consciousness, I felt it was delivered with a bit of a heavy hand. But the information in here is invaluable.
The information is
even
fabulous.
Even for every, like, food activist or food snob who thinks they know everything that's going on in the agricultural community, there's a lot of information in here, rainfall statistics, soil degradation, and some really, you know, interesting anecdotes about his life as, well, not
yeah.
only
as a West Texas farmer.
As a West Texas farmer. Being from West Texas, I can tell you that it's true. There's a lot of dusty plains, and there's a lot of cotton sometimes, I think, where it probably shouldn't be.
well, that is another question. But, I mean, I think if I may say so, the higher consciousness piece, even for those of us who may be slightly allergic to too much of that kind of lingo, is about the idea of seeing soil as alive, plants as alive, mm-hmm. animals as alive, and all of them as being part of the same system, as opposed to seeing them as commodities.
Yeah, it's biodynamism. It's not. It shouldn't be an economic structure so much as a. I don't know.
A life-sustaining
phenomenon.
Structure.
And I was trying to put it in a way that didn't sound too New Agey. Although Eric Herm is, he will admit that he's a redneck and a hippie, a cowboy and an Indian, You know, I mean, his thought process. As are
we all
the gamut.
In some ways.
Absolutely. Some just show certain cards more than others, you know.
And he's also speaking tomorrow at the farmer's market.
Oh, cool.
From, I think, 11 to 1 or 10:30 to 1.
10:30 to 1.
Sponsored by the Permaculture Institute. And where is he speaking today?
He is speaking at Collected Works at 6 p.m. tonight. Excellent. Over there on Galisteo Street. Love the new Collected Works location, by the way. I could wander through the art book section for like an hour just perusing. Speaking of art books and things like that, on Saturday at Dwight Hackett Projects over there on All Trades Road, local artist and songwriter Terry Allen is having a show called Dugout 2, Hold On Onto the House and Voidville. These are selections from these installations. And there's mixed media paintings, there's pastels. Terry Allen is going to be there. There's a reception from 3 to 5 on Saturday. That's up through March 12th. I interviewed Terry in today's Pasatiempo. On Sunday at Collected Works, the artist is Terry Allen and
Dave Hickey.
And Dave Hickey, who's a great art and cultural critic, are going to be talking about the book, Terry Allen, which is kind of a compendium of his work. It's very broad. But it's a beautifully assembled book, and they're going to be discussing that 2 o'clock on Sunday at Collected Works Bookstore.
Excellent.
And what else? Ooh, Beats on the Basin. This is going to be so cool. If I wasn't such a wussy about the cold, I might go up. Ski Santa Fe's outdoor concert series continues with DJs St. John and Federici from noon to 3 p.m.
What's the temperature on the top of the ski basin?
I don't even want to know.
I don't either.
I don't even want to know.
I kind of do.
I mean, I do. You know, it's weird because when you're up there and you're kind of in the groove, and perhaps if you have a beer or two in you, the cold doesn't bother you so much. You know, especially people who are used to skiing. You know, and I don't ski, so it's like I don't see any reason to slide down a hill with planks on my legs and being like intentionally cold. So, but I don't think you need a lift ticket to go to this or a season pass. But you got to hike up to Totemos Mid Mountain Bar, which is I think above 10,000 feet. So, you know, it's a good time, and the, you know, your lift ticket or your season pass serves as your cover, but if you hike up there, I'm sure they're not going to turn you away if you buy some of their lovely libations and food.
Yes. Santa Fe ski area, I just found on the weather, currently 13 degrees.
Oh, that's, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. Anyway. negative 13?
Negative, no. Well, maybe it is.
Anyway.
Up there, it's got to be colder. Also on Saturday, Chuck Pyle, guitarist and songwriter, is performing at 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the Santa Fe Performance Exchange, formerly Mike's Music Exchange.
Yes.
Out there in El Dorado, 7 Caliente Road, El Dorado. You can call 466-3116 for information, or you can go to their website.
When I was in college, in a cold northeastern town.
Northeastern?
Really? Northeastern, yes. We had an institution called February Club, or Feb Club for short. And Feb Club meant that every single night of February, there was a party in somebody's dorm room, and party basically meant libations of the alcoholic nature.
Oh.
And you just had to ask somebody, where's the Feb Club party tonight? And there was always something to do. And it was because February was so cold and so depressing and so awful.
You couldn't go out. You'd order pizza and
everyone
sit around and, you know.
And not do their homework.
And do what you know, some college kids like to do.
Exactly.
Let's see. What else? Ooh, Reuben Hirsch and Vera John Steiner, the authors, signed copies of Loving and Hating Mathematics.
I had them on the air, too. They're fabulous.
Now, I didn't read this book. There's a story, there's a subtext about it on page 16 in today's Pasatiempo. I didn't read this book, but were you like a mathematics lover when you were in college?
I have to admit, no, not in college. No, during Feb Club. I did take calculus, but I didn't get any further than that. But I found that I love math. I loved math as a kid. I was better at math and science than at English and humanities because they made more sense.
Mm-hmm.
But that book is wonderful, and what's great about it is that it's about the culture and emotional nature and basically stories of math and mathematicians.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like A Beautiful Mind kind of stuff?
Not as, I mean, there's not a, you know, there's not one drama. It sort of has lots of stories of people's lives. There's a lot of women in it. There's stories about black mathematicians and discrimination and things like that, and different methods of teaching, and why some kids end up hating math, why some kids end up loving math, what it was like for people who become mathematicians to discover it when they were little kids. And you don't have to know anything about math. There's virtually no, like, equations.
Oh, that's wild.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're speaking... what's the time again?
Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it 3 p.m. at
Garcia Street Books. At 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock. And that would be on Garcia Street.
And also today at 12:15, they're at the Santa Fe Institute, and that's open to the public, too. You can go up there.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, at 12:15 at the Santa Fe Institute?
Yes, indeed.
Hmm.
Just saying.
What about, have you ever heard of the Santa Fe Harmony Center Drum Choir? I haven't.
No.
Okay.
That sounds...
They're going to be doing some African rhythms from 7 to 8:30 tonight at the Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living.
Excellent.
And if you go to santafeharmonycenter.com, you can find out more information about that. Sounds interesting. That's the first time I've seen an event like that mentioned in the paper or in Pasatiempo. There's also this great songwriter from Austin by way of Georgia and Tennessee. His name is Pee Wee Moore. And he's, you know, kind of a country singer-songwriter,
country singer-songwriter.
Seems that particular brand, kind of outlaw country, the Elis, the, you know what I mean, the Ray Wiley Hubbard types. He does a great cover of actually artist Terry Allen's 1979 Vietnam War-themed heartbreaker ballad, Blue Asian Reds for Roadrunner. And he's going to be with his three-piece band, the Awful Dreadful Snakes, tonight at the Cowgirl Barbecue at 8 p.m. And really low ticket price. If you call 982-2565 or go to the Cowgirl Barbecue website, you can find out what music is playing every night of the week.
And I just got a message from the control room that people were asking for the number of the Espanola Valley shelter. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, get your pencils ready. It is 753-8662. There we have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay! Let's see, what else? 44 years of archaeology at Cedar Mesa, Utah. It's a lecture by, if I pronounce this guy's name wrong, I'm so sorry, William D. Leip. At 6 p.m. at Hotel Santa Fe on Monday the 7th. And those archaeology lectures are a lot more interesting than they look on paper.
Really?
Yeah, I've been to a few. You know, it's one of those things I geeked out on. I wanted to be in Indiana Jones when I was a kid, you know, but I didn't look good with a whip.
You know, there archaeologists, Indiana Jones, aren't there other role models besides sort of goofy movies?
I'm sure there are. I mean, I'm sure that there's some cartoons, some comic strips from the 50s. And
with archaeologists?
I mean, there's Mark Trail, but he was more of like a, I don't know, what was he, a naturalist perhaps?
Never heard of him.
Mark Trail? Never heard of Mark Trail?
No.
Wow. I'm gonna bring you some Mark Trail. Have you heard of Tintin in Tibet?
No.
Oh dear.
Tintin, like.
I'm gonna bring you some.
Wait, with the dog Snowy?
Yeah.
Who looks just like my dog Milk?
Yeah.
Ah, yes, okay. That one. Super crazy love. Oh wait a minute. So did you finish with the archaeology?
Yes.
Okay. Super crazy love music on Saturday, February 6th at 2 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Center. Chamber music reflecting aspects of love by Handel, Brahms, Klughardt, Vaughan Williams, Britten, Noel Coward, and Leonard Bernstein, featuring guest vocalist Krista River with Elena Saposi, viola, Pamela Eppel on oboe, and Deborah Ayers on piano. Tickets at the door. For more information, you can call the Serenata of Santa Fe, 989-7988.
There's a lot of archaeology lectures going on this week. There's another one on Tuesday.
But wait, there's more.
There's more. From 3 to 4 p.m. at the School of Advanced Research boardroom over there at Garcia Street. A Very Special Place, The Geography and Archaeology of Santa Fe by Jason Shapiro. That's from 3 to 4 p.m. There's no charge for that. You can get on the website or call 954-7200 to find out more information about that. All these things, it's unfortunate that a lot of these take place during the day when I'm at work. Albuquerque, you know, Grupo Fantasma is playing. Have you ever heard these guys?
Grupo Fantasma, what do they play?
Latin funk jazz.
Uh-huh.
And it's a big orchestra, it's a huge orchestra, and it's 8 p.m. on Wednesday the 9th at the El Rey Theater in Albuquerque. That's going to be a great show.
Excellent. Yeah. So there is an opening tonight from 4 to 6. Philippe Reintjens Photography, Pattern and Form, a solo exhibition through the end of the month. The gallery at Wells Fargo at 241 Washington Street.
I know we always talk movies towards the end. But
yes.
I want to mention this new web-based series that is absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
They just launched their first episode of the series, I think, day before yesterday or yesterday. If you go to indietheseries.com.
How do you spell indie?
I-N-D-I-E-T-H-E.
Yeah, I got the series, but indie, it could be I-N-D-Y.
Yeah. No, that's how you say indie, like Indiana Jones. But no, it's Indie, I-N-D-I-E. So IndieTheSeries.com. It's hilarious. It's basically a parody of filmmakers, indie filmmakers, young, tragically hip indie filmmakers.
Okay.
So go check that out.
On Sunday, Poetry for Brigid, Rochelle Woods and Juliana Peterson on accordion and voice, poetry and song in honor of Brigid and the Promise of Spring. I'd like to see that. Saturday, February 6th at 3 o'clock. It's part of the Teatro Paraguas ongoing poetry and music series, Son de Domingo. And Teatro Paraguas is at teatroparaguas.org, 424-1601.
Did we mention the Ives String Quartet?
No.
We didn't. The Ives String Quartet, based in the San Francisco Bay Area, takes its name from the American iconoclast composer Charles Ives.
As I always say, the only famous graduate of my high school.
Yeah.
Truly.
At 8 p.m. tonight at the Great Hall of St. John's College, they're going to be performing music by another American hit. Okay. Quincy Porter, his Quartet No. 3 from 1930 is going to be performed, and some other stuff, I believe. And that's 8 p.m. Friday tonight at the Great Hall. So call 984-6000, and you'll get much better information than I just gave you.
We're here with Rob DeWall, speaking of the arts. And as always, every Wednesday at El Farol, Café Mambo on Canyon Road at 9 o'clock. Best of salsa, bachata, merengue, cha-cha-cha, reggaeton, etc. 21 and over.
Hey, happy year of the rabbit, by the way.
Bunny.
Hey. Actually, I agree with you. It's very delicious. I was born in the year of the rooster.
I don't know what year I was born in. Well, I mean, I know what year, but I don't know what the animal was.
We'll look it up later.
All right.
What else is going on? Oh, there's a lot of things involving love because Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
Yeah, it's kind of early for love, isn't it?
No.
It's a week from Monday.
I know, but see, love is like a full-time occupation. You know?
That's true.
This is just an overtime day. So, but St. John's College Dean's Lecture, Reinventing Love, an Introduction to Plato's Phaedrus. I had a cat named Phaedrus once.
Nice.
Now, that is by John F. Cornell. At 3:15 on Wednesday the 9th in the Junior Common Room in Peterson Student Center over there at St. John's College on Camino de Cruz Blanca. What else is going on?
I'll tell you what else is going on. We are, I had on the air yesterday the Norwegian ambassador to the United States, and he is going in Santa Fe on Wednesday the 9th of February from noon to 2 at the Santa Fe Convention Center. And he's going to be giving a talk and having a discussion, but the talk is called The Arctic is Melting and the Desert is Burning, Impacts Locally and Globally, Impacts of Climate Change. And of course, in Norway, climate change is not a debate because the whole country is melting. and he is very articulate and very personable, and you can RSVP by calling 989-7262. You can also go to newenergyeconomy.org and check out more there. But Mayor Koss will be there, and it should be very interesting. I haven't seen that there's a charge for it, so you'll have to ask when you call. But it may be just a free event sponsored by Audubon, New Mexico, New Energy Economy, and the New Mexico Environmental Law Center, who are all terrific people.
Tons of art openings on Friday. There's one at the Santa Fe Public Library. There's no reception for that. There's a reception tonight at Peterson Cody Gallery on Palace Avenue for a group exhibit of figurative paintings. Marigold Arts on Canyon Road is having a Winter in New Mexico Paintings by Robert Highsmith show. Reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. Blue Rain Gallery downtown on Lincoln Avenue is having a group show of sculpture. There was a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. David Richard Contemporary over there on Lincoln Avenue. Abstracted Bodies, a group show of paintings, drawings, photographs, and sculpture. Reception tonight at 5 o'clock. That's up through the 26th of February. Art Services Gallery on Cordova Road, Red Shirts. Portraits from the Battle of Bangkok, May 2010. Reception tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. I believe this gallery is right down the street.
From?
Us.
Ah. And tonight at Gig at 7:30, Bruce Dunlap plays. You can check out gigsantafe.com.
Manitou Galleries is having a show, Yin Yang Bling, group show of Chinese paintings. Grand opening of Palace Jewelers, and a reception from 5 to 7:30 p.m. tonight through February 18th.
And the fabulous Marilyn LeBlanc called the ski area, and it is indeed 13 degrees above zero.
Above zero.
Above zero, which is about what it is here.
So it's a nice, toasty day out
there.
Yeah,
it's positively balmy.
You know, I took my dogs in. I brought my dogs in from outside, and I thought I'd gotten all the little snow and ice chunks off their paws, which you really have to be careful of and do, otherwise it can cause bleeding.
Yes.
If you don't. And so I was sitting there, and I was sitting on the couch, and I was watching them sleep, and I was like, wow, my dog's nails are really white and shiny. And I got up real close and realized that there was ice embedded underneath every one of her claws.
So it wasn't that they'd been using nail polish?
No. Apparently there's no dog salon in my neighborhood.
Guy and Madeline on a Park Bench. That's a movie that starts at the CCA. The Legend of Pale Male continues. Wake Up, the film, a true story. Nanette, which is that movie about the orangutan, and I think Tiny Furniture, is that continuing? Yeah, it appears to be continuing. And this film, I did an interview on it, and it's called Enemies of the People. It opens tonight at the Screen. Have you seen that?
No.
It's actually, I mean, nobody's going to go if I tell you what it's about, but it's about the Cambodian genocide, but it's a surprisingly fascinating, watchable movie. Because the investigative journalist who decided to investigate the Cambodian genocide and try to understand why his family was killed, does it in the most humane and compassionate way possible. It's beyond imagination. He actually starts talking to people who were themselves involved in the genocide and does it in a way that treats them as human beings.
That sounds great. And
it's amazing.
Tonight?
Tonight at the Screen.
What else opens? Oh, Carlos. The biopic about Carlos the Jackal, played by Edgar Ramirez. That's opening too. There's a review in the Pasta Tiempo today. A Four Chili review.
Four Chili review?
Four
Excellent.
Four Chili review.
Well, look at that. The music is on. That means it's time to go.
Yay, because I smell that bacon. I need to get some breakfast.
Yes, bacon is delicious. Rob DeWalt is with the Pasta Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts. And thank you for getting up, even though you're not feeling so good, and coming all the way in.
That's great.
Feeling
I wouldn't miss
so well.
It for the world.
Well, thank you for being with us. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at KSFR.org, podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz. Hasta la vista. Have a great weekend, Rob DeWalt.
You too.
Have
Stay
a great
warm.
Weekend, our beautiful listeners out there in radio land. And, hey, don't forget to support KSFR during our fun drive. We're doing a one-week fun drive next week. I'm going to have some fun programs on Tuesday. We're going to be doing cats versus dogs, which is better.
Oh, well.
Which is better?
Dogs.
That's what I thought. But we will find out, and you can weigh in on that topic of pressing contemporary concern. Anyway, have a great weekend. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.